Actually, that's not.
It is.
Is it?
Yes. Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Motion passes. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Matt Cool to the Economic Development Commission. Alderman Barber.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G1, donations. We have two of them there. Any wishes for separate? If not, is there a motion to approve acceptance?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Discussion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance 15-30603, SIC, to add Title 8661, Religious Organization. Who's doing this? Mr. City Attorney.
Well, as I indicated earlier during citizen comment, council members have a copy of the June 30 Assistant City Attorney opinion. Council members also have copies of the Department of City Development staff report. The staff report does recommend a denial. Department of City Development did research the subject uses, permits, and the like history with regard to the B3 and found nothing of any of these membership organization type uses in the city records. There was a recollection that somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 15 plus years ago, and it was in the subject B3 district, Orchard View Shopping Center, that the Chamber of Commerce had an office there. And while arguably some of these membership organizations could be similar to a church type use, the thought from staff was with regard to a Chamber of Commerce office that that's more promotional for actual retail uses and the like. So that would be different, but that was the singular type use, which arguably could be considered akin to religious use. Number two, and I'll just touch on some of the cases from the federal courts as well as the state of Wisconsin. The Religious Land Use Act was adopted in 2000. There have been a number of cases considering complaints with regard to not treating religious uses equally with other uses in municipalities. Some of those cases and those within the jurisdiction which the city of Franklin, Wisconsin would be governed by include decision of the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in 2006, and that's the Vision Church United Methodist versus Village of Long Grove, Illinois. In that particular case, the church was required to obtain a special use permit to allow construction of a church complex on property, and very minor detail factual statement here. The church had purchased a 27.4-acre vacant plot in unincorporated Lake County in Illinois, which was adjacent to the village. When the church bought the property in 2000, religious use was a permitted use in Cook County zoning code. The church decided that it wanted the property to be annexed into the adjoining village of Long Grove, and there was a petition and consideration for that. And the church wanted to build an approximately 99,000 square foot church. Upon review and review by the village ultimately would have approved a church, but reduced upon ordinance amendments the size of religious uses substantially less than the 99,000 square feet. And while that application was pending, and the zoning, which would have allowed it as a use within the district, was residential. At the same time that the church application was pending, a developer applied for a residential rezone, and it was essentially right next to this church property and annexation by the village. The village did that, and it was for residential purposes. And so ultimately, the church did bring action against the village, and the court essentially found that zoning ordinance requiring special use permit to build the church did not amount to a total ban on construction and did not amount to an unreasonable limitation on religious assembly uses, as would violate Ray Lupa. About 6-7 months later, 2007, the Seventh Circuit decided another case with regard to religious use, and that would be the Petra Presbyterian Church versus Village of Northbrook, again, Illinois. And in that case, the village had an ordinance that prohibited churches from operating in industrial zones. Spring of 2000, the church saw a property with a warehouse that it wanted to change to a church and in, also to use for classrooms. But it was under the village, part of the village zoning code, which was adopted in 1988, that was zoned industrial. But that same code allowed membership organizations, such as community centers, youth centers, fraternal associations, and political clubs, as permitted uses, but not churches. So the church did not think that that was appropriate to be treated different from arguably similar type uses that were permitted. Church had not yet bought the property and submitted an informal request for zoning to the board. Plan commission reviewed it, recommended a denial, and which ultimately caused the church to withdraw its application. But then the church went ahead and bought the property for $2.6 million and began using it as a church. Subsequent thereto, the village board and the village reviewed the 1988 zoning ordinances where churches were treated different than other arguably similar uses, and the board began a legislative process that resulted in the adoption of a revised ordinance in 2003, so that's almost 3 years later, that banned all membership organizations, not just churches, from the industrial zone. And the court, in part, did say that we cannot find any basis, whether in cases or other conventional sources of law, or in good sense, for the proposition that the federal constitution forbids a state that has prevented a use of property by means of an invalid, parent, even an unconstitutional, close parent, enactment to continue to prevent that use by means of a valid one. From the proposition that the village should not have discriminated in the industrial zone in favor of secular membership organizations, it does not follow that when it eliminated the discrimination by banning all membership organizations from the zone, this entitled the victim of the discrimination to claim by way of remedy discrimination in its favor. And then the court went on to state knew or should have known with regard to the church, it knew or should have known that Northbrook, the village, could redo its ordinance to comply with the less than equal terms provision of Ray Lupa in one of two ways: by permitting religious organizations in the industrial zone, or by forbidding all membership organizations in the zone. So with regard to the alternate choices, and Assistant City Attorney Smith's memo One was to approve. The other one was to remove the other membership organizations from the B3 zone. So there's a case nearly exactly on point. The case that the memo cites was a 2010 case, River of Life Kingdom Ministries versus Village of Hazelcrest, again in Illinois, again a Seventh Circuit case. This was a rehearing. Seventh Circuit denied it, and it's not all the judges. It's normally three. And when all of the judges of the Second Service Circuit hear a case, it's en banc. It's all of them. There was a rehearing en banc, and the court upon a RLUIPA claim and constitutional claims found in favor of the Village of Hazelcrest, and facts which are not stated in the memo involves, again, a situation where there was a building that was sought to be turned into and used for church purposes, and all of these churches are essentially, this one had 67 members, and that's relatively similar to all these other cases. The building, however, is part of the town designated by the town zoning ordinance as a commercial district. The district is in the town's oldest part, which is run down. Indeed, the entire town has been in economic decline for years. The area designated as a commercial district is close to the train station, and the presence of commuters might enable the district to be revitalized as a commercial center. The zoning ordinance has therefore been amended to exclude new non-commercial uses from the district, including not only churches, but also community centers, schools, and art galleries. And remembering that the B3 is wherever it's located with around the city, throughout the city. However, the subject area is the Orchard View Shopping Center, which has been in Area A and under study and detailed study for approximately the last 2 years, including expert consultants reviewing that for redevelopment purposes. And in this Village of Hazelcrest case, the court went on to state that parking space and traffic control are not the only concerns of land use regulation. Another is generating municipal revenue and providing ample and convenient shopping for residents, and can be promoted by setting aside some land for commercial uses only, which generate tax revenues. Hazelcrest has therefore created a commercial district that excludes churches along with community centers, meeting halls, and libraries, because these secular assemblies like churches do not generate significant taxable revenue or offer shopping opportunities. And again, the court later noted, indeed, this case is straightforward because after the amendment to its zoning ordinance, Hazelcrest was really applying conventional criteria for commercial zoning in banning non-commercial land uses from a part of the village suitable for a commercial district because of proximity to the train station. So there's a similar factual setting currently with regard to this application as was part of the Hazelcrest case. Finally, did review case law through current, and there was a United States District Court for Northern District of Illinois, Truth Foundation Ministries versus Village of Romeoville, which was a little over 4 months ago, a decision. And it cites prior case law, one of which I just mentioned, and the findings were that the church did not demonstrate likelihood of success on the RLUIPA exclusion clause claim, did not demonstrate likelihood of success on a RLUIPA unreasonable restriction claim, and the church did not demonstrate likelihood of success on a RLUIPA equal terms claim. And the court, in part, discussed the legal theory of vested rights. Does this applicant has, under present circumstances, has the applicant earned some right to get an approval even if the government changes the regulations or the law thereafter. And this was a small church having between 40 and 60 attendees. Church had already entered into a 7-year contract and had been under that contract for some period of time at $2,500 a month, which over the 7 years went up to $3,400 a month. The village worked with the church for a number of years, two or three, and even tried to look for other spots, but the efforts were unsuccessful, and ultimately the church brought this action. And the court did not see any successful argument under the religious land use law and did not authorize or approve any furtherance of that use based on vested rights. League of Wisconsin Municipalities cites the Seventh Circuit cases with regard to the Petra Presbyterian case and the as that the U.S. Constitution and the Federal Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000 do not create a federal vested rights doctrine for property owners. The court also ruled that a zoning ordinance that does not permit churches to locate everywhere does not violate Ray Lupa by itself. Looked at Wisconsin cases with regard to vested rights, including Village of Hobart versus Brown County, and also the South Milwaukee Lake Bluff Housing Partners case back in 1995. City Attorney's Office doesn't see any vested rights being created here. So in any event, that pretty much summarizes what was presented to the Plan Commission. Everything that the Plan Commission considered is in the motion of the Plan Commission adopted in the packet. So you can, if there's a motion to deny, the recommendation would be also to direct staff to review and prepare an application to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to remove some or all of the membership organizations as permitted use in the B3. And you also heard from the pastor this evening, and it would take further staff review since it's not a permitted use in the B3 as to if the council was interested, some method of providing some process akin to a special use, which is personal as opposed to runs with the land and is temporal. But that might take a zoning amendment ordinance. It probably would, because it's not a permitted use in the B3. But that would be one theoretical way of doing it.